It has been a mostly cloudy but relatively mild late January day across eastern New York and western New England. Clouds have once again been the dominant weather feature today, though there have been a couple of breaks in the clouds in some spots, so at least a few of you saw some sunshine today, though it's definitely more on the gloomy side than anything else. We've had temperatures that are running above average once again, despite the clouds and the lack of sunshine. Highs made it up into the 40s from the capital region on south, so our temperatures today are running around 5 to 10 degrees above what is average for this time of year. So it's, I guess, maybe not a surprise given how mild it has been this January overall to have yet another day well above average. Most areas have been largely dry, but there have been some snow showers and even some accumulating snow across the higher elevations through the Adirondacks and Greens. And in the southern Champlain Valley, there has been a little bit of a light mix, some sleet, some rain, some snow at times. And as we head into tonight, as things cool down just a bit, it's likely to flip over to just some light snow showers in the valley, with a light dusting of snow, light accumulation, or maybe even an inch or two in and around Burlington and Plattsburgh. And then in the mountains, a little more snow will accumulate tonight, again through the Adirondacks and Greens. Overall, it's not a super high impact event, but it's always something to be mindful of. If there's snow on the roads, of course, they are going to be on the slippery side. Outside of those zones, we'll have a scattering of snow showers at times, but nothing of any major significance. Lows tonight will be largely in the 20s, which is mild for an overnight low temperature this time of year, though it will still feel a bit chilly. And then tomorrow, the pattern feels kind of the same. It'll be another mostly cloudy day. There will be a few scattered snow showers, mainly across the higher elevations. But even in the valleys, we could see a snowflake or two. Temperatures tomorrow will be cooler than today, with highs running mainly in the 30s, though some of the higher spots may hold in the 20s tomorrow afternoon. And we will keep the weather picture largely quiet for midweek, and it's going to brighten up by Wednesday and Thursday. So those days will be sunnier days and also colder days. So as the clouds move out and the sun comes out, temperatures will actually drop off a bit for the Wednesday and Thursday timeframe. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, lows in the 20s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, highs in the upper 20s to lower 30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, lows in the 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers, with highs in the upper 20s to lower 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, with lows in the 20s. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and some sun, with a high around 40. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, lows in the 20s, and for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a possible snow shower, with highs in the low to mid-30s. Region-wide on Wednesday, increasing sunshine but cooler, with highs in the 20s and 30s, and on Thursday, mostly sunny and seasonably cold, with highs in the 20s and 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.